Hi, Danny.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Hey, I had a quick question. Did you actually move to New York?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm having a hard time reading the address, but I could probably figure it out. It is.
25 John Street.
Owego, that's Owego, New
Owego.
York, 13827.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that where the business is at also?
No, the business is in Texas, but remember, I'm not going to be operating under my authorities and everything, so the business is not going to get activated. It's just that I'm signing a lease under somebody else.
Well,
So I'm
I
going
have
to
to do
use
the loan
their
itself
authority.
underneath EJ Trucking is what I'll have to do it under.
Okay.
And
Okay.
is so the EJ Trucking is still at 19407 Quiet Brook Drive.
Yes.
Okay, and then your address is just 25 John Street. Okay.
Correct.
Facile, facile. Okay, perfect, buddy.
Okay. What's my chances, Ben?
It's going to be a tough one because it does have a sleeper and you don't have a fleet. There is a program that we have that you can be over the road, but they require 2 years time of business, which you do have. You just established 2 years time of business in the
Okay.
first week of September. But
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, your credit's good from the last time. I'm not going to pull another credit report. I'm going to let underwriting do that so it doesn't get
Okay.
pulled too many times. But I mean, your
Okay.
credit was good, so it's going to be a little tough. I mean, it's possible they might dislike your credit and say, yes, we'll do this. But usually they only go back on the vehicles too. The vehicles usually they only go back 10 years as well. So.
Okay. Remember that see, I had properties, but I had no properties in the United States. I had properties in Costa Rica, but I don't leave that because of that. And another thing is, remember that the only good things about this is that I have a contract, that a potential is between 18 and 20,000 or more, because I'm going to put that truck in a team. Because it will be me and somebody else driving it. So approximately, I can pay that truck no less than 6 months, no more than 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
But it's not on paper. The only thing I can send you is the lease agreement that I got.
hold on to that. If they ask for it, I'll definitely grab it from you. But I don't think I'll need it. I'll let them know that this will be a team. And is that a NuStar, the truck?
No, it's Kenworth.
Kenworth
Yeah.
E900, right?
Yeah, 900, W900. That truck worth about 40,000.
Nice.
It's
Kenworth.
about what in the book is about 40,000. I'm getting it for 28. And believe me, we'll produce money. And remember that I had the Volvo also. They're going to be working with the same company.
Right. No, yeah, I'm
So
aware of that.
two trucks, they're going to produce money. So my chances to pay that is 100%. There's
And
no.
you only have the one other Volvo?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am going to get it submitted for you today, and they just kept asking for more and more stuff, so hopefully
Yeah, I
they'll be
know.
happy with what I noticed. Also on the it's always something, right? I noticed on your
Yeah.
personal financial statement you did not put the real estate on there. So you do own a house, right?
Yeah, I do a house. I do own land in Costa Rica, but I don't have nothing in the States. That's in Costa Rica, so I cannot prove I don't have mortgage or anything on it.
That's okay. I mean, the property in Costa Rica we could not use anyway, unfortunately. Although whenever I do retire, I'm going to call you and
There you go.
see if
I
you
know it.
want to sell me a little plot there.
Yeah, man, I live about maybe 15 minutes from the ocean.
Oh, nice. Wow,
But
that's amazing.
with the ocean, oh yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, and I have another house in close to San Jose, which is about maybe 5-10 minutes from the airport, and the attraction there is a volcano.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool. Actually, it's cool. It's nice.
I found out there's a volcano fairly close to where I live.
Oh, really? Where you live?
Yeah, it's I live in San Diego, California, but it's
San Diego.
It's called I forget now. It's by a lake.
Oh yeah.
It's up in Northern County. It's about 30 minutes from me. But I was hiking and came across it, and I was like, this is a volcano, and there's a big sign and everything that says this is a volcano. It's obviously inactive, but it's pretty cool. So check it out.
Okay. You know, about maybe a year ago. I think it was a year ago, maybe less than that. That the volcano, there is so many in Costa Rica. Actually, Costa Rica have 102 volcanoes.
Oh, wow. That is a lot. It's kind of scary.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's kind of scary. Yeah, but it's nice, you know.
No, they're neat to look at, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are nice. Well, we got to die somehow, you know. So, might as well enjoying life.
Exactly.
Yeah, buddy. Well, my friend, I hope, you know, they say yes, because I already put $1,000 on that truck, you know, because the guy is holding it for me, you know, and the only way that I could do that is if I put the money and base it on what we talk, you know, for so long. I say I consider it a fool, but hey, it's a risk that I took, and
we should be able to do something. I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Okay.
Quick question. Do you know what what your property is worth right now?
In Costa Rica?
No, the residential property.
Residential property? Where I live?
Yeah, the house in Houston.
Oh, no, I don't have a house in Houston.
It says you have a mortgage.
I used to.
Oh, did you pay it off?
I sold that a long time ago. I used to have two houses in Houston, but none of them I have. No longer mine.
Really? Because it says your last payment was back on March. Oh, it's 2015. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I see here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Never mind then.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's okay.
No. I know banks look at it, you know, like, you know, how's my, you know, payments and all that. But honest with you, right now income right now. You know, the last month I don't have income because I'm working on this, and they keep coming back, you know, and pushing me back. But the contract is signed already. And I'm just waiting for the plate. I got the insurance for the Volvo. All I need is the base plate to go pick up the truck, and I start working.
Awesome. Okay.
That's all I need, you know. But I don't have big spending, you know. I renting right now here in New York, but I only pay about $400, $500 a month. It's cheap. Rent is cheap here in a small town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I don't have big obligation, you know, financial obligation. I don't have. Sometimes it's in the bank. I don't know what that look better if you have that you don't, but I don't know. And like I said, I'm not buying a car. I'm buying a money making thing.
No, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I'll get a good story here, and we'll get it figured out. Hopefully, I have some answers for you tomorrow.
Okay, Danny. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.